When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux Community.
All right, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, we wrap with Royce here on the Mackey and Judd podcast and the Score North YouTube channel. Pat, give us one descriptive word to describe what you saw in that Vikings-Bengals game.
Disorganized, maybe, would be a word. Judd and I talked about this yesterday. I'm not suggesting that the fellas weren't ready to play for Zim. I'm suggesting they weren't prepared during the whatever we call training camp, exhibition season. They just didn't look like they'd practiced. I don't know what was going on, but it was just very, even for an opener, it was very disorganized. And I think we probably do see more of that now with the lack of contact and the lack of serious training camp they can have. You know, they really physically don't challenge the players much in the preseason anymore or the training camp. But I don't know. If I saw that, if Zim had it to do over again, he'd take his five best offensive linemen and have them play 100 snaps in the exhibition games instead of 22 or whatever the hell it was.
Or maybe just take 100 snap counts in the huddle so everyone knows what the snap count is at the very least.
Now, Judd told us he saw him trying to practice some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There, but that doesn't work the same. That's my contention, is that I mean, that's not my assumption. It's a guess that they just don't listen to him and his guys as much as they did 2 years ago. They're sick of hearing the same stuff, you know. So I think why is Zim's job in trouble this year? Because it's year seven. That's why. Because it's, you know, that's a long run for a coach. And he's got to accomplish something. He was close. He was close after Keenum to Diggs, but they've been going backwards ever since. And I just, you know, being 9-7, 9-8, and making the playoffs and losing in the first round, I don't see that as enough. I think he's gone if that's what happened.
So we did get reflective Mike, though, in the day after presser, Patrick. We got the, I made some mistakes on defensive play calls. I think somebody got to Mike and said, if you go ballistic right now, you're going to lose everybody. And so Mike was, I'm curious how long we get this Mike, which is, I made some mistakes. We actually didn't play that poorly, because this is not his personality for long.
that's probably correct. The offensive line certainly got beat up, and that had nothing to do with Mike. I mean, they got beat up, and they were a bunch of stumble bums. How concerned should Viking fandom be about the secondary in general? They brought in two cornerbacks, and they were, you know, thought they were on the way to patching things up, but they They let Anthony Harris go as a safety, and I don't know. I'd be a little concerned there because your star of the secondary is what, 32 now, Harrison Smith, and I think that's your weakness there. And they Danielle Hunter and what is our scouting report on what occurred at the other defensive end position? Did we have any
opposite Danielle Hunter? You're saying,
yeah. Wanham and
yeah. I mean, listen, I haven't had time yet with my busy schedule to break down the all 22 a third time yet, Pat.
Yes, yeah.
But according to Pro Football, so Danielle Hunter was oftentimes double teamed and
very good strategy, by the way.
He did get a sack, however, in that mm-hmm. game. But according to Pro Football Focus, Stephen Weatherly, who only played 17 snaps, was the highest graded player on defense for the Vikings. So he was effective. He was mostly out there for the running plays. Other than that, DJ Wanham did not really get much pressure, and he was out there for the majority of the other snaps at right defensive end. So not a whole lot happening.
The Stephen Weatherly thing really offends me because they call him in and make him take a $500,000 cut for no reason. Just to make him take a cut because they don't have a cap problem. It's not, they just did it because they could.
And, yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much. Yeah.
By all accounts, he's a good dude. He's a hard worker. You brought him back. You gave him some pats on the back. And then you say, we don't want to pay as much as we thought.
Pat, you wouldn't believe it. They actually made Chad Greenway take another pay cut last week, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, from Grey Duck.
Anyway,
he took some of his Grey Duck money.
After he played 400 plays, they didn't give him any of that money back either. You're going to be a part-time player, so we got to cut your salary in half, Chad. You've been a noble warrior and all that. Okay, Chad, well, as it turned out, you played 401 plays, but we're not giving any of it back to you.
Yeah.
it's amazing to me what the NFL gets away with and how they can create the most paranoid workforce in sports while they're making more money than anybody else. Now, I know they have more people to pay than everybody else, but they create enough as I said before, the one reason I admired Kirk is when they said to him, how much are we going to have to guarantee in this 3-year contract? He and his agent said, all of it, 100%. He's maybe the only high profile guy to do that. So very disappointed though, that we couldn't get the traditional Packer call-in show comments yesterday. We were hoping for those, but I guess we had a hard time capturing them over the evening or something, right?
Well, I don't know. Let's check in real quick on Packer vent line here on Mackey and Judd.
And they lost.
Go Pack, go!
That was the most pathetic football game I've ever listened to. And I was going to throw my radio outside the garage because I've done it twice already, and they weren't no cheap radios either. They were stereos. I've thrown them out of the garage when I get irritated enough, and I was about 2 inches away from throwing it out the garage door.
Why doesn't he have a TV if he doesn't have? Why does he have an expensive radio instead of a TV?
Don't ask questions about Packer fans. Just appreciate them.
I would say, get yourself a cheap TV instead of an expensive radio, and you'll be better off.
Oh,
pal.
God.
Let's check in here on James in Waukesha, courtesy of our friends on the Fan in Milwaukee.
And they lost.
Go, Pat, go!
I knew midway through the third quarter, all right, let's put the kid in.
Right.
Jordan Love.
Okay.
All right, give him some time. All right, the game's over.
Hey, what was the blonde crying there? What game was that?
That was the playoff game years ago, and she became like a Twitter or Facebook star off of that. I think it was her and her sister, and her sister found it so hilarious that she was crying. That
I'm sure her sister sent it out.
Yeah. I'm sure both of them, driving after being served too much, decided to whip out the phone and record her sister.
Yes, that's the Highway Patrol of Wisconsin ought to be proud of themselves that this video was being taken and they didn't do anything about it. Right?
Nope.
Oh man.
Hey, Pat, does Phil know that we are talking right now to one of the prominent football, not just pro, but college too, insiders in the country?
Yeah, it's appearing to look that way. Yes,
because yesterday you said Clay Helton is in trouble at Southern Cal, and hours after you said that on Unchained, he was fired, and you said PJ Fleck would be a candidate for that job, and I believe it was Rittenberg of ESPN then tweets PJ Fleck is a potential candidate. Sid Hartman, man.
This comes, of course, only hours after my guy Jameis Winston, who I became the only Jameis Winston fan in America leading up to the opener. And
you and PFF Eric Eager are the only two guys.
PFF, look at
PFF Pat, dude, can we change your Twitter handle to PFF Pat?
Yeah, certainly. The Southern Cal fans, though, are psychotic, right? They think it's still Johnny Robinson having a Heisman winning running back, or McKay, every 2 years, right? OJ and, who's the guy that scored the 6 touchdowns? Like Anthony Davis and all those guys, they think that they still have that glorious thing. So they're talking about Urban Meyer leaving Jacksonville to come back to Southern Cal in 2 weeks, not wait until the end of the season. He's going to do it in 2 weeks. The job opens up and they're like, oh no, we're going to have
it. He's going to pull a Bobby Petrino and just tell his assist, just leave a note in everyone's locker and peace out.
Just Lou Holtz did that too when he left the Jets. But I think that's a job PJ would take because it is prestigious Southern Cal. And what's interesting is they just had a really good recruiting year. They have these recruits coming in, this year and then next year too. And this assistant that they named, Dante Williams, an African-American gent, was supposedly a big recruiter. So if they do well, he might get to keep the job, and then PJ wouldn't get it. But I'm just saying that if I'm PJ, my vibe is he's restless right now.
But Pat, what do you mean? He said at his introductory press conference that this is the job he wants to retire in. Why would he have changed that mindset in the last 5 years? Why would this not still be a retirement job?
Well, that's what I said when I went to the St. Paul paper too, and then I left.
I want to retire here.
I want to retire.
That's what Judd said for the first week of the Judd and Fun show back. And this is the show.
At my introductory press conference at Luigi's Bar across the street, I said, boy, I think I want to be here the rest of my life.
Now give me a 14th gin and tonic. Yeah.
So wait, is Rittenberg just sort of speculating, or is he reporting that this is an actual interest from USC?
There's not going to be any job, really, that in a prominent college job that he's not throwing out is one of the names, I'm sure. Washington, I told you, saw it out in Washington, didn't you? They want they want Jimmy Lake fired.
Yes.
And PJ's, I saw a bunch of, at least the fans were nominating PJ right away.
Yeah.
After the
after
the somewhat disappointing loss to the Montana Grizzlies in the opener.
Listen, I gotta say, it's the land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, but there's a lot of water in the Washington area too. There's a lot of you got the Pacific Ocean. There's a lot of area to row a boat. I'm just saying.
You got the good seafood.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't think that would. I don't. That name is. They're in a little better situation with the Gophers because of their history, the Washington Huskies. But they've got the same market problem that the Gophers do. They got the Seahawks. And, you're the second your second fiddle in that market, or third fiddle, now that the Kraken are there, and that, you know, why would you want to leave here and go to Seattle? It's the same job, basically, in a lesser conference. Southern Cal, he could come back with all his wonderful memories of when Southern Cal football was dominated the national scene. So.
Yeah, go live in L.A. You know, you can hobnob with the Sean McVays and go to Laker games and stuff.
Oh, that would be, yes.
A lot of people still don't realize Southern Cal is a private institution, too. Mm-hmm. It's not a public school like UCLA is.
Yeah.
The other thing about you're right about Southern Cal, though, is the thing about it, I guess they finally spent a bunch of money out there on their facilities, too. Yeah, they had let their facilities deteriorate quite a bit. It's a different kind of outfit, though. For years it was. Maybe it's changed. But when Carroll was there, people just, reporters and fans and everybody, they just went and watched practice. They stood in the sideline and watched practice, and a very kind of the big boosters that just come and walk around the sidelines and watch practice. And
go handing out. Cash out is great.
I was going to say, yeah, he paid the player so much, it didn't matter.
Tattoos.
That kid's looking a little skinny to me. They might go over and give him $100 for dinner before if he deflected a pass in practice or something.
Hey,
what do you got? We haven't talked about this. This Gable Stevenson is an amazing story, isn't it, Jed?
Oh, absolutely.
And Phil and Declan. I mean, he's going to the W. He's going to wrestle for the Gophers.
It's brilliant.
They made a big deal out of it again. I caught like 30 seconds of Monday Night Raw, and they were promoting it again last night.
Yeah, he's going to be a living promotion for WWE while he's wrestling for the
I'll
Gophers.
Tell you, Pat, there's probably some examples that didn't work out, but like some of their biggest stars have come from amateur wrestling. Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, Shelton Benjamin wasn't a big, big star, but so this could be big for Gable Stevenson.
I think Benjamin was the same. Brock beat you because he was so damn big, right? I
mean, Brock came back with a massive beard and ponytail about 2 weeks ago, too.
Yes. But he's an athlete. They can have him do anything they want to do, you know, with him. He's going to be a phenomenon. And according to you guys, they need that because the AEW is challenging them robustly.
AEW just did the biggest pay-per-view, the biggest non-WWE pay-per-view in like 20 or 25 years. And I think they just passed their Wednesday night TV rating 18 to 49. Just passed Monday Night Raw last week for the first time. So WWE is officially in trouble. Yes.
Do you realize, I had this thought, and it has, I was thinking back to, for some reason, in night, this is not college, but it tells you the mentality that existed. In 1961, Minneapolis Roosevelt had a great basketball team, and they got thrown out of the state tournament on Tuesday night, or maybe Wednesday night, because when they defeated Mound in the regional final, a kid from Mound noticed that one of their players who came off the bench at the end of the route that for Roosevelt, he had seen him playing in this Jewish summer, tournament, the Demole League, which was it was a 3-day tournament for a bunch of, basically a pickup tournament, and he had a teammate from the same school, so they had out of school, you could not have out of season teammates practicing together.
Yeah.
And they threw him out of the state tournament. And now, of course, our summer athletics are bigger than our in-season athletics, and we have thrown out college players for – Musselman had 60-some violations were tied to Bill Klein's green Oldsmobile that he gave them and they let the guys drive that car around, the green Oldsmobile. They let him drive that car around. And now we got an employee from the WWE. I love it. Yeah. I love it too. But
it's amazing.
It's mind blowing for
Pat,
us.
Real quick, you remember? I think it might have been the end of Royce and Mackie, or one of the first years of Mackie and Judd at the State Fair, and Rachel Banham came up. She was a freshman phenom, right? Rachel Banham came up, and we had the maroon and gold themed 1500 ESPN t-shirts. And we're giving them away and whatever. And so she comes walking up, and I toss her a t-shirt. And she looks over at the assistant, athletic communications person. The woman shakes her head, and she had to give a $10 t-shirt back from the state fair because it was a violation.
And we couldn't have given her a free gizmo either you'd get one of their players to go out to lunch with you, and you couldn't buy them lunch. They had to make sure you didn't buy them lunch.
They couldn't get jobs, Pat. Huh? They couldn't get jobs. They legally couldn't get jobs,
They could, but they had to be not just any old job. They had to be,
Well, right, but I mean,
can't be using your name and like. You can't have a YouTube channel.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, let's put all the banners back up at every school.
Yeah, damn right.
Let's put them all back up and say we are declaring everybody eligible
again.
We
ought to sell as historical documents copies of Jan Gangelhoff's menstrual cycle paper that basically got all these guys.
Poor Courtney James, he didn't have time for that paper.
No.
He didn't have time.
Oh, man.
Hey, Pat. Yeah.
It's a wild world, and I love it. But
did you see did you see Rocco's meltdown after the Yankees game yesterday?
I did not see it, but were they? Did our guy Tyler Duffy get robbed? Did he?
So yes. So Jeff Nelson missed like two or three pitches. Bad.
Wow.
And
as
Duffy
the
was
were rallying.
Yes, and so Duffy then got yanked. Colomay came in, and I think he gave up a three-run home run to tie the score. But the point is this: Rocco in the post game for him completely melted down. Use the word people are pissed off and we do all this. It was a really interesting time for him to melt down for maybe the first time since he's been here.
Well, and Jeff Nelson used to be a great umpire, but he is, I've seen him a few times this year and he's getting a little age on him. He's not what he used to be. And boy, you can't, if Rocco melted down, it must've been bad. But the other thing is, got that kid at home now. He might be a little short on sleep.
Someone tweeted that. That was tweeted, and I think it might be true.
Yes, it might be. It might be. By the way, bet a lot of money on Toronto here in the last 3 weeks because they get to play our boys seven times as they go to the finish line, and they're averaging. They had eight again last night. And John Gant, our new superstar, left with an abdominal strain. So, let's hope they don't give up 11, 11, and 22 Baltimore did.
Yeah. Well, Pat, we got to run, but we'll keep our eye on the Adam Schefter of Big Ten coaching changes, Patrick Royce's Twitter account, for any PJ Fleck
PFF
updates
Pat.
Here.
Yep.
PFF Pat.
It'd be better if he goes to Southern Cal than Nebraska because they're both going to be open. So that's true.
Yep. All right, Pat. We'll see you tomorrow. That's Rapping with Royce here on the Mackie and Judd podcast and Score North YouTube channel.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.